I am. Good morning.
So what's going on today, huh?
Aside from the fact that I ate an entire pumpkin cake that
Whoa.
I made, I
what?
Made it and then ate it.
Oh, man.
Like a crazy person.
Nice.
I just want to get that off my chest.
Man.
I feel better.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why I feel better.
And you live to tell.
I guess. We'll see.
This is what we'll see. Yes, we will see.
Let's start with, I think, what might be the news of the year.
Yeah.
Now, allegedly, it's not totally been confirmed. In fact, it's been somewhat denied as far as the seriousness of it.
Sure.
But George Clooney might be dating Katie Holmes.
What the?
I don't even know how to feel about this, because remember back when the whole Tom Cruise thing happened?
Right, yeah.
And Katie, like, all the news stories was like, God, you know, I had a crush on Tom when I was a little girl. I've
right.
always had a crush on him. Well, she's saying the same thing about Clooney, allegedly.
Oh, man.
How creepy is that?
Very.
Enough. Hello. I had a crush on David Cassidy, but you don't see me traipsing around after him.
No.
I mean, back in the day, I didn't have a publicist call him. You know, it's just like, date a normal person.
Come on.
Although, I guess if Clooney's So apparently they've hung out, whatever. They're both saying, oh, it's nothing. But people are saying, might be.
Wow, that's it. That's going to be the couple.
I don't think it'll last.
No, but I'll be watching the tabloids. You know, they're always on there for a little bit, aren't they?
They really don't. Clooney needs someone really quick,
yeah.
really funny. In fact, that's why I got really excited. Well, not really excited. I mean, I don't live for these people. But when I heard that he might be dating Sandra Bullock.
Oh, yeah.
About how they've been friends forever. They're the same age.
Exactly, right.
Or around the same age.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, and she's quick. She's smart. Not, you know, Katie, I'm sure, has her own brightness.
Right,
but
right.
She's just not that kind of, like, witty.
Exactly.
You know.
There you go. Yeah.
Allegedly, Kanye West has banned his baby mama, Kim Kardashian, from getting plastic surgery.
Huh.
Might be a little late on that one. Maybe. Source said, quote, he really put his foot down and told Kim the surgery ban is a condition of being with him. Word is, when Kim heard this, she tried to express her sad face, but she couldn't because all the Botox and possible facelift.
Right, there you go.
I mean, come on, she's already chiseled her face into that of a kitty cat.
Right, right, exactly.
Her chest defies gravity, but all right, Kanye, if this makes you feel in control.
Exactly.
And do we have time for one more?
Yeah, absolutely.
Bieber. So many disturbing things with Bieber, I'm about to say. Ready? Number one, Bieber allegedly gets his, we'll call it Cheech and Chong medicine.
Yes.
From a dealer named Milk Tyson. Milk Tyson.
Tyson.
Number two, Milk Tyson allegedly got a tattoo of Justin's face on his arm, which
yeah.
Justin Instagrammed and then took down.
Right.
Number three, Justin was spotted at a strip club in Houston. A dancer from the club, whose Twitter handle is Diamonds Are Forever,
yeah.
tweeted, and I'm paraphrasing, Justin touched my behind, and I almost fainted.
Now,
I think it'd be so funny if we found out it wasn't really Justin. It was Milk Tyson's tattoo.
Oh, yeah.
And he got confused.
There you go.
I mean, you know, so that's what he's up to, allegedly.
You know, if you ever need, like, some just weirdness, you just go to Bieber, don't you?
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I mean, you would think that, like, Cyrus would trump Bieber, but not really.
Not the case.
Sometimes, I guess.
Wow, yeah.
I will leave it there. I'm live from Hollywood. I'm Cecily Knobler.